This building is the site of Murphy's First Bank. The Miners and Planters Bank was organized in 1860 and was authorized by the federal government and the state of North Carolina to print and issue its own currency. At the time, the federal government did not issue its own printed currency, so these locally issued notes became an important part of the growth of our economy. The bank notes issued in 1861 by the Miners and Planters Bank were printed in New York, and each note was personally signed by the bank president and his head cashier. The Civil War began on April 12, 1861, and the newly formed Confederate States of America began to issue its own printed currency, soon replacing the state and locally issued notes. As the war dragged on, the Confederate notes began losing their value, and when the war finally ended in 1865, the money became virtually worthless, and all the state banks failed. The U.S. government was also issuing its own national currency at that time, and a law enacted in 1865 placed a 10% tax on all non-government notes and drove all local and state currencies out of existence. Ironically, the once worthless banknotes issued by the Miners and Planters Bank of Murphy have become quite valuable to collectors, often demanding 10 to 20 times the face value or even more. The Cherokee County Historical Museum has some wonderful examples of these banknotes in their collection, so don't miss stopping into the museum to see them.